river flows through the valley, and the city lights smile on its face, and the full moon hangs over Dallas. And when I close my eyes, I feel your embrace, sitting here down by the water, along with the memory of you. We used to sit here and plan all our dreams. Now that you're gone, who will I turn to? It's another lonely night of confusion. I can't stop thinking about you. Another lonely night of confusion. And as hard as I try, it's an endless goodbye. I remember the day I left you. I can still taste the tears from your eyes. And I lay awake night after night. I can't let go. God only knows why. It's another lonely night of confusion. I can't stop thinking about you. Another lonely night of confusion. Try. It's an endless goodbye.
Talk about suffering here below and let's keep loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below and let's keep following Jesus. The gospel train is coming and don't you want to go? And troubles here below. Oh, can't you hear it, Father? And don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below? Talk about suffering here below and let's keep loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below and let's keep following Jesus. The gospel train is coming and don't you want to go? Sorrow and troubles here below. Oh, can't you hear it, Mother? And don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below? Talk about suffering here below and let's keep loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below and let's keep following Jesus. The gospel train is coming and don't you want to go? This world of sorrow and troubles here below. Oh, can't you hear it, Brother? And don't you want to go and leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below? Talk about suffering here below and let's keep loving Jesus. Talk about suffering here below and let's keep following Jesus.
The dark side is keeping score. Just help me to receive. May the blessing of light be upon you. Light on the outside, light on the inside. With God's sunlight shining on you, may your heart glow with warmth like a turf fire that welcomes friends and strangers alike. May the light of the Lord shine from your eyes like a candle in the window, welcoming the weary traveler. May the blessing of God's soft rain be on you, falling gently on your head, refreshing your soul with the sweetness of little flowers newly blooming. May the strength of the winds of heaven bless you, carrying the rain to wash your spirit clean, sparkling after in the sunlight. May the blessing of God's earth be on you, and as you walk the roads, may you always have a kind word for those you meet. Understand the strength and power of God in a thunderstorm in winter, and the quiet beauty of creation in the calm of a summer sunset. And may you come to realize that, insignificant as you may seem in this great universe, you are an important part of God's plan. May he watch over you and keep you safe from harm.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design broadcast for the 20th day of July, year 2022. I am your host, Pastor Dan, and the topic for today's broadcast is Total Chaos. We do dedicate this broadcast to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this broadcast to His Holy Remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelites of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cumri Ambith. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. Again, that's pastordan.net. We do call your attention to the Daily Mail page, where we put updates, current events, news items, health issues, etc. Also, on the home page for that website is information, general information, and also intel or info on how to make a donation if you feel so led. There is another page called Contact Us, which will allow you to send me a message if you do not have my personal email or other personal contact information. If you're a troll, you can send it. I won't really pay much attention to it. I may look at it and delete it right away. But if you feel that you're going to make your life better by sending me some kind of negative stuff, well, go ahead. It's not going to change anything, but if you want to waste your time, go right ahead. One of the things I wanted to bring to everybody's attention tonight is that the efforts of Mike in Miami, who is a friend of mine, He is trying to, what he calls, organize the national militia. And so far it is picking up steam. We're getting more and more contacts from people all across the country. I believe it's because the people can finally see that we are basically in a position where our backs are against the wall. The enemy is not going to relent. You should know that. A tyrant never relents. Tyrants only behave at the point of a sword or a bayonet. That's just a fact. It's historical. It's common sense. I believe most red-blooded true Americans, especially those who still have a little bit of testosterone in their body and some brain cells at work, they're beginning to realize that these people are going for broke. This whole scam called COVID, they're not letting go of it. In fact, they're adding to it with more nonsensical things like monkey pox and different things like that. That tells you they're not going to give up. They're going to continue to keep some sort of a medical emergency in front of your face as a ruse to implement this communist insurgency around the world or all over the earth. It's not just here in America, but you got to remember, we are the biggest domino on the board. Okay? In the game of chess, we would be like the queen, the most powerful piece on the board. Okay? So, the efforts of the New World Order and all of the things that are going on in the stage are to get you and I to lay down our arms and give up. Virtually everything they're telling you is a lie today. If it's coming from any mainstream type source, whether it's medical, education, government, church, you name it, it's a lie. They have infiltrated many of the so-called truth channels to where sometimes the information they're putting out is punched through with misinformation or lies as well. So again, you need to have your discernment caps on so that you can tell whether you're being lied to or not. If you're not sure, then this is a good time to assume what you're hearing from these people is a lie until proven otherwise. This is where it's been important that you build relationships with brothers and sisters in Yahweh over the past 3-4 decades. People that you know who they are, you know their background, you know their belief system, you know whether they're loyal or not, you know if they've done any prepping or not. Johnny come latelys, you better be a little careful about that. But we're seeing the world around us melt down and enter into a phase of total chaos. In the Greek language, in the scriptures, this is where it talked about the great shaking in the heavens and the earth. The Greek language, the terms that they used, would point to exactly what we're seeing going on in our world today. So even though it appears to you that this is just totally outlandish, totally unbelievable, and you can hardly believe that this is the same world that we were born into, our Messiah, the Anointed One, when he walked this earth, told you these days were coming. The prophets told you these days were coming. He described it in terms that you will see things that have never been seen before. These are the times that if you did not cut them short, no flesh would be saved. That tells you right there, it's a pretty serious time. So you look at what this world full of chaos is all about. You've got climate. It's not natural climate change. It's climate being toyed with by nefarious creatures within government and corporations. All with the purpose of making you afraid and confused so that you will rule over and become the slaves to the New World Order. It's not hard to see. Okay, so do we have issues to deal with? Yes, but they're all man-made issues. Virtually everything they want you to be afraid of today is a man-made issue. Terrorism, man-made. Economic trouble, man-made. Recession, man-made. Depression, man-made. Faulty devices, faulty equipment being sold to you by corporations, man-made. Shortages in the supply chain, man-made. Shortages in the grocery store, man-made. Shortage of qualified workers, man-made. Borders that are wide open allowing the alien to flood into our lands, man-made. No justice in the court system, man-made. Lies in the church, man-made. Do you see my point? Okay. There is nothing that they have created and nothing that you are afraid of that's organic or real. It's all being manufactured by the script and according to the narrative of the New World Order or the cabal, whatever you want to call them. This group of oligarchs who are evil from the top of their heads to the tips of their toes, if they even have any. Maybe they're actual lizard people. Who knows? But they're not human. They're not of our kind. They do not have the milk of human kindness within them. They have no empathy. They are truly psychopaths and sociopaths. This is why they can do what they're doing and keep a straight face. They have no empathy. They have no conscience. They can get in front of a camera and tell the same lie over and over. Look at Fauci and Birx. You want a perfect example of the lying, hypocrite Jews that they are? And they are Jews, by the way, by ethnicity. They can do that because they have no compassion. They have no conscience. That's one of the mistakes that our people make. We assume that everybody on two legs is like us. Wrong. There are many people walking this earth that are not even close to being like us. That's becoming more apparent as each day goes by. Did not Yahweh say that he would come and send a sword to divide even within the same household? He sure as hell did. And that's exactly what you're seeing. Our world is being divided. Again, we've talked about this in the scripture, in the lessons that we've talked. There are two groups of people in scripture. A lot of people are talking, you know, well, what about the yellow race, the brown race, the black race, the mixed race, the Jewish race, the white race, blah, 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 blah. Well, according to the writers of the scriptures, there's only two groups of people that are concerned in the writings. Those that Yahshua considers his sheep, and then everybody else. It's really that simple. So we don't need to argue DNA. We don't need to argue any of those sort of topics that go along racial lines. We don't need to argue that. Yahshua said, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep follow me. My sheep will be welcomed in. Everybody else will not. Simple as that. He told us not to be unequally yoked. Well, therefore, it is quite logical that we are not to fellowship with nor associate with the goats that walk this earth. We call them today zombies. These brain dead, spiritually deficient creatures, bags of bones that walk around with diapers on their face and put poison substances in their arms and don't think it matters. It does matter. Now, the good news is, from what my ears are hearing and eyes are reading, there are antidotes for those who repent of taking the mark of the beast. So that the gene-altering and immune system-destroying substances they're putting in you can be mitigated. Now, can you be 100% cured? I don't know that. I have faith in my Father above when he says that the repentant, the people who truly, truly repent and call upon his name, asking for forgiveness and a healing, I believe that Creator Father can help that person out, whether he wants to miraculously heal them or whether he wants to send an angelos, angel or messenger, in the form of a naturopath or a naturopath to them with an antidote from the world of naturopathy. Does it really matter which of the two heals the person? No, it doesn't matter. Of course not. The point of it is there are avenues available to those who repent of what they've done. I believe that the chaos that we're living through right now is of the Father as a punishment upon the people of this earth for turning their backs on him and his law. We just had a national militia meeting where it was brought up that, I believe his name is David Strait, that teaches the natural law classes, that the term legal and lawful are two different things. Lawful refers to Yahweh's law, the natural law, the perfect law. That's the only law that matters to you and I. The term legal simply means that a bunch of scoundrels got together in some legislature somewhere and put stuff on paper. It may be moral and it may not be. Typically, it's not. And they'll say that it's, quote, legal in their realm, in Satan's realm. In Yahweh's realm, of course, that's not true. And if our Father does not consider it to be of value, then we should not either. I reminded the people on the militia call that Romans chapter 13 is often used to get us to lay down our arms and our defenses and just honor the authorities. That's what these lying prostitutes called preachers say today, when that is not the truth. A careful reading of Romans 13 makes it abundantly clear that the only authorities that it's talking about are the authorities implementing God's law. As soon as the, quote, authorities deviate from God's law, they no longer have our loyalty. They are no longer people we need to pay attention to, give our allegiance to, give our money to, and give any respect to. They are outside their jurisdiction. If we had real preachers preaching the words of Messiah and the prophets, they would be telling their congregations this. Much the same, they would be telling them that the income tax, both state and federal, is unconstitutional. In fact, most of the taxes and levies upon we the people today are immoral and unconstitutional. But we don't have real men of God today. We don't have real preachers of the word. We have prostitutes, whores, sellouts, sycophants, leading the sheep to the slaughter. It's exactly what they're doing. And the sheep right now, a lot of them are sound asleep. But the good news is, many, many, many of them are waking up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dave Scorpio called me just before going on the air, and we're going to do a broadcast together in the near future. He's a young man out in California. We've done interviews before. Very, very astute individual. Very much a strong believer. I think you'll enjoy what he has to say. And he has also invited me on his show in the very near future as well. But more and more people are reaching out at this time. And the nice thing that I see is that this national and state militia movement is grounded in biblical law. Right now, it's all men. I have not seen any ladies join in, but the men that are coming together are in of one accord at this time that this is a spiritual war and that the righteous army that constitutes the militia has to conduct itself according to the laws of our Creator Father. Because if we do not, we will fail. I personally am going to assist in any way I can as long as that is the criteria. Because anything other than that will fail. You, the listener, have to make up your mind where you stand in all this in the very near future. I would hope that you would lose whatever fears you might have, because this is the end of this age. It's also the end of our civilization if we do not take control of what's going on right now. If you can't see the breakdown, and I mean total breakdown, of our societies, our civilization, if you can't see that, you're blind as a bat and dumber than a box of rocks. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. And I am thankful to the Father above that there are good, honest, righteous men now starting to take a stand, losing their fear because they know the hour is late. And we are in a desperate situation. In fact, so desperate that our people are finally beginning to realize what it means to be humble. What it means to cry out with hot tears to our Father above, begging for His forgiveness for our dereliction of duty, for our abandonment of Him and His law. And as they cry out, 2 Chronicles 7:14 will come to play. That is a promise. He does not break His promises to us, folks. The weak link in this chain is you and I. Praise Yahweh that He does not go back on His word. He does not abandon us. One of the things that's in total chaos today is the male-female relationships out there. I'm getting calls every single day, the majority of them from other men, telling me of what's going on in our world here today as far as relationships, and I am appalled at what I'm hearing. I knew it was bad, but I had no idea it was this bad. So we men have to repent of what our ancestors did to us by setting us up in these, quote, man-made institutions and abandoning our Father. But you ladies, you have another form of repentance that you're going to have to go through. And you're going to have to get back in the proper hierarchy within the family of our race, where we men are the heads of our households. If you can't honor that, well, then you're in the wrong church, you're in the wrong community, you're in the wrong relationship. And I've got news for you. If many of our men feel the same way as the men who are contacting me, you ladies looking for the good men that are out there, which are pretty rare to find nowadays, but if you're looking for them, they don't want to touch you with a 10-foot pole, a lot of you. So if you've fallen into the feminism thing or men and women are equal, we're equal as far as Yahweh's law. We're not equal as far as talent. We're not equal as far as abilities. That nonsense is more Jewish propaganda. Total bullshit. I played football and baseball all through high school and middle school. And I'm going to tell you, there wasn't a single player that was equal to another player. Everyone had a special talent. Everyone had a different batting average. Everyone had a different pitching stats. We weren't equals. We were only equal that we were on the same team and we had the same, quote, opportunities to excel. But as far as our individual talents, they were never equal. In fact, on any given day, one of us could excel when the next ball game would be somebody else that might excel. So even amongst the same group of guys, the ones that stood out, if you will, changed. So we got to put these Jewish lies and fables and all, we got to put those to bed and get back to the way the world actually was made. Get back to trying to live according to his law and not this man-made dystopia that we find ourselves in today. It's killing us, literally killing us and our descendants, our children. And I praise Yahweh for the men who finally are beginning to realize just how serious this problem is getting to be. Now, I got some verses I wanted to share with you. We'll start out with Romans 8:28, which many of you are familiar with. And we know that for those who love Yahweh God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. So, you know, a lot of people leave the end of that one off. Just all things work to the good for those who love the Father. But there's more to the verse. For those who are called according to his purpose. If you're not called, there may be some things happening that aren't so good, that might not work out so good. So you want to be in his calling, do you not? I know I do. Life is rough enough as it is. I sure as hell don't want to be outside his graces, outside his will. Revelation 21, verse 8, but as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. So, wait a minute. Second death? What's that talking about? Oh, wait a minute. We all suffer the first death, don't we? Yeah, you can't escape that. Now, some of us in this latter part of the age, we may be part of those changed in the twinkling of an eye and may not actually taste of human death. That is a possibility. But in general, all of us are going to be visited by the first death. That's the death of the body. But this is talking about the people that will have their portion in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. The second death. Could that be when the spirit is found to be so deficient that Yahweh repents of ever creating it? Or you have become that detestable, that he repents that you even exist? Is that possibly the second death? Because, we've already covered, the first death is the one we all know. But do you want to fail the test to pass the second one? Something to think about, okay? Something to think about here. Again, that's Revelation 21, verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For Yahweh God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Again, a true Israelite, a true believer, is a loving, caring, sharing person. That's the nature of a true Israelite. Loving, caring, sharing. Where I grew up, almost everybody in the area of that part of the state, a lot of Amish, a lot of Germans, a lot of Welsh, a lot of Irish, Scots, and though we were not perfect people, I'm not saying that, but in general, the average person in that area was a loving, caring, and sharing person. Just naturally. So again, the scriptures come to life when you look at the empirical evidence around you. That's the nature of our people. The enemy knows that's our nature and takes advantage of it. And the preachers who were supposed to warn us that there are wolves in sheep's clothing and wolves searching for prey, instead they told us that God loves everybody. All you got to have is two arms and two legs and he just loves you to death. Really? It's funny, it's not what the book says. It's not what nature shows me, but that's what the preachers are telling you, because it's an emotional thing. You see, our church people have been effeminized. The women have been empowered by the feminist movement, and the men have become effeminate. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, and then the lawless one will be revealed. Lawless one. People without Yahweh's law, whom the Lord Yahshua will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. He will kill this lawless one by the breath of his mouth. What's the breath of Yahshua's mouth? The spoken word, isn't it? Truth. Honesty, integrity, compassion. You and I, as his sons and daughters, have that same power. I don't believe many of you know that, but you have that same power. By the breath of your mouth, the things that come out of it, do they edify? Do they bring tranquility, strength, healing, love, compassion? Or do they tear down, destroy, rob people of their joy? The choice is yours. And when it comes to our enemies, who are spewing their lies and deception, the power of the breath of our mouth is in the telling of the truth. For instance, when I have told my family from day one that COVID was a lie, from the very first day it was on television. I said, it's a lie. And, of course, I got the, oh, how do you know? Because, after all, I don't have PhD or MD or any of that garbage behind my name. How do you know? I said, for one reason, it doesn't make sense. And number two, all I have to do is look at Fauci and Birx and know that they're liars. You can see it. There's no sparkle in the eye that isn't a true believer. They have cold, lifeless eyes of the snake. And all of the others that went along with this whole ruse, including Trump. Liars. Deceivers. Again, you have to have discernment. I praise Yahweh for that. That was a gift. Doesn't make me special. Okay? Ella says here, we are told to study the Bible and rightly divide the truth from lies. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Yep, very good. Speaking of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7, for Yahweh God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. I just talked about that. That's right. So again, no fear, but power, love, self-control. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. Oh, covered that one already too. Psalm 97, verse 10. O you who love Yahweh, hate evil. Again, he's talking to you and me. You who love El Shaddai, Yahweh, hate evil. I don't see any acquiescence to the powers that be. It doesn't say, well, only evil, unless it's got a government ID badge. You don't have to hate them, even though they're evil. Oh, if they've got a police uniform on, you got to obey them and not fight them, right? Or if they've got a military uniform on. I don't see any of that. I don't see any exceptions to this. It just says hate evil. Doesn't matter if it's dressed up in a nice suit or a uniform. If it's evil, it's evil. He preserves the lives of his saints. Again, saints being what? His called out ones. Ecclesia. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Again, we've talked about that on this program many times. In these perilous days, at the end of this age, your greatest defense, your greatest power is to be in the will of the Almighty, doing His work on this earth. You become an asset to the coming of the kingdom, are you not? You are a asset in the turning of our people away from their transgressions. Well, I don't know about you guys, but if I'm in charge of an army, I don't want my assets to be harmed. Think about that. If you're an asset to His will upon the earth, would it not be conducive of the Father to make sure you're okay? Conversely, if you don't give a shit about His kingdom, His laws, and the condition of this world, does He need you around? Is there any incentive for Him wanting to help you out of a jam? Just saying, something to think about. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is Yahweh God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Again, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. And then next here, I want to read all of Proverbs 16. It's only 33 verses. And they're fairly short. I tried to take it and just take a piece of it, but it all fits together too well. So we're going to talk about that for a minute. I just want to check my boards here real quick. Again, this is Proverbs chapter 16. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the motives. Do you get that? So people generally think they're okay in what their plans are. But you got to remember, our Father, the Creator, is judging your motives. What motivates you to say and do the things that you do? Commit your deeds to Yahweh, and your plans shall succeed. Yahweh has made everything for its own end. Yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. Who's in charge of this world? Our Father is. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh. They shall certainly not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is atoned for. By the fear of Yahweh, men depart from evil. Again, no fear of Yahweh, people tend to go off in the direction of evil, don't they? When a man's ways please Yahweh, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. Are you paying attention? Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues or great wealth with injustice. In other words, it's better to be righteous and have just a little than to have great wealth and be unjust. A man's heart plans his course, but Yahweh directs his steps. Inspired judgments are on the lips of the king. He shall not betray his mouth. Honest balances and scales are Yahweh's. All the weights in the bag are his work. Honest weights and scales. Do we have that in the financial world today? Not even close. It is an abomination for kings to do wrong. Wait a minute, what? It's an abomination for kings to do wrong? Whoa, wait a minute. For the throne is established by righteousness. Wait a minute, I thought when you proclaim yourself king, you can do it pretty much anything you want. You can be a whoremonger, a liar, a thief, a murderer. Wait a minute, that's not what this says. So that means your sovereigns, whether they're prime ministers, presidents, or whatever, parliamentarians, it's an abomination when they do wrong. We live in a cesspool in this world today because those in power are not righteous. Righteous lips are the delight of kings. They value one who speaks the truth. Do these people in power today do that? Hell no. The king's wrath is a messenger of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's face is life. His favor is like a cloud of the spring rain. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold. Yeah, ask the average person on the street about that today, whether they'd like wisdom or gold. Let me tell you what they'll tell you. Well, you know what? We have people today that don't even know gold is valuable. And silver, same thing. Unbelievable. The IQ level must have dropped 20, 30 points. Yes, to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. So you can have all the wealth in the world, but if you don't have wisdom, you don't have discernment, what good is it? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Depart from evil, folks. Pride goes before destruction, and an arrogant spirit before a fall. It is better to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than to divide the plunder with the proud. He who heeds the word, meaning the scripture, he who heeds the word finds prosperity. Whoever trusts in Yahweh is blessed. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. Pleasantness of the lips promotes instruction. Understanding is a fountain of life to one who has it, but the punishment of fools is their folly. The heart of the wise instructs his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Again, pleasant words, the power of what comes out of your mouth. There is a way which seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Yeah, they go down to the clinic and say, I want a shot. It'll protect me. Sure, but it leads to death. The appetite of the laboring man labors for him, for his mouth urges him on. A worthless man devises mischief. His speech is like a scorching fire. A perverse man stirs up strife. A whisperer or gossiper separates close friends. A man of violence entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. One who winks his eyes to plot perversities, one who compasses his lips, is bent on evil. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is attained by a life of righteousness. One who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. One who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Okay? So again, one who is slow to anger is better than the strong one or mighty. One who rules or controls his spirit is stronger or better than someone strong enough to take a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its very decision is from Yahweh. What's that talking about? The lot, the casting of lots, the Urim and the Thummim. You remember that? A lot of people today think it was similar to like dice. It was objects that they could throw when there was an important decision to be made, trusting that Yahweh would guide the objects to land up with the proper answer. It's a little bit like Gideon and the fleeces, trying to find out what Yahweh's true will is. It's not, we're not supposed to test the Father, but there's no condemnation if you're simply trying to reinforce to make sure you don't make a mistake. He's not going to look at that as a negative. That's not a test. That's simply saying, I just want to make sure I got it right. Because it's too important, especially in this day and age. With the condition that we're in and the state of things, it's, like I said, it's total chaos out there. So if you get a chance, go to Righteous Army, and that's all together, no spaces, righteousarmy.org. Check out some of the videos that Mike has put up there about what he's attempting to do at a national level and at a state level to get the men of the militia to reach out and not to organize as far as coming together as a large army, but to have spokesmen from each group communicate with each other so that we are aware of each other and can inform each other of events. And training can be done, hosting of events, passing on of information, assisting one another. These are all acts of righteousness amongst the community of believers. And once we get that down, think about it, that makes us automatically part of a spiritual army of men who can be rallied should the time necessitate the gathering of men-at-arms, whether it's for criminal activity or tyrannical activity. That's the whole purpose of the militia. That's the whole purpose of being the strong man armed to defend his home and those that he loves. That's a commandment from our Father. It's not a suggestion. It's not just a permission. It's actually a commandment. You are to be trained at war and to know the weapons of warfare. Why? Because unfortunately there are evil, wicked people walking this earth, and the only thing they understand is violence. The only thing that makes them back down is violence. The only thing that makes them give up their plan to subjugate all of us into this dystopic world and be enslaved to them is the threat of violence. It's the only thing that's ever worked, folks. Now, if you wish to go listen to somebody fill your head full of nonsense that makes you feel good, well, that's your prerogative. However, it's not going to help you. And the day will come when you will be quite upset that that's the decision you made. Definitely a good time to be reaching out and networking with other like-minded folks. A good time to be very strong as a prayer warrior for your family and loved ones and for yourself. These are wickedly evil times, and it is painful to watch your civilization implode due to the works of the evil, but also due to the fact that the righteous have not showed up for the game yet. I'm not sure what the righteous are waiting for. If you're believing that preacher down there that you can sit on your ass and just wait and Messiah will come and take care of all this, or you'll get raptured out of here and you'll just escape it all, well, let me know how that works out for you, because you're not going anywhere. There is no rapture. That's another silly lie that was promoted back around the 1800s, all based on a delirious woman's vision. And they turned it into a doctrine of our faith, which is, again, pie in the sky lie to get you to sit on your ass and not get involved in the protection of yourself and your families. This world is in bad shape, but it's fixable. That's the good news. It's all fixable. If we men would just decide that it's time to fix it. We have the power. We have the talent. We have the muscle. And we greatly outnumber them. Now the enemy wants to try to get these zombies out here to look at you and me as the enemy, hoping that they will do the dirty work of subduing you and I, so that the miscreants at the top don't have to get their hands dirty dealing with us. That's not going to work out too well for them. They'll try, but it's not going to work out too well. It's going to backfire. It's going to backfire on them in a big way. But the criminal mind is not capable of accepting that. It's sad, but that's just the way they are. Again, they're psychopaths and sociopaths. It's a mental illness. And these mentally ill quacks are going to continue with this reign of insanity until they are dealt with. So, our people need to be strong in prayer and thought and meditation along those lines as to what our Father's will for you as an individual is. And that we as a group and as a body of believers, what can we accomplish? And do we have a right to accomplish it? Yeah, we do. In fact, we have a mandate from above to do just that. Interesting times we live in, isn't it? Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this chance to reach out. We pray that Mike and all the men who are starting to come together to speak to one another and pass information to one another as the national and the state militias, that you would bless their activities as long as they are righteous and that their motives are pure. Bless their activities. Bless all of the men and women out there who now see that they have been lied to and deceived by these various world systems, these institutions, that we were taught as children to trust them, just automatically trust them, and we find out that the enemy long ago had infiltrated them and used them to deceive us. We pray a curse. We pray a curse, imprecatory prayer against these ministers, preachers, and pastors, and priests who lie to their congregations. We pray a curse against all of these mainstream institutions that are leading the sheep to the slaughter. We pray for the Ezekiel 37 righteous army to rise up out of that valley of dead and dry bones, and to become that righteous, vast, and mighty army that you spoke of through Ezekiel. That they be ready to take on these wicked individuals and systems in our world as Obadiah spoke of and Ezekiel spoke of. That we take them and destroy them and burn them to the ground. And out of the ashes of this beast system, we can, like a phoenix, raise up a new kingdom in a pure and clean world as you intended it to be, with good and righteous people upon the land, and the serpent and his seed destroyed forever and ever. Help us to that end, Father Yahweh. Keep us strong. Keep us clear in thought and mind. Help us to speak the truth and only the truth. Give us courage, take away our fears, help us to be compassionate to our brothers and sisters, and always, Father, protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's precious name we pray. Hallelujah.
You must have wondered when I didn't ask your name. Time just wasn't right. I felt you needed your own space. Time just wasn't right. The pain you felt was evident. Been there before you. You won't be coming home. Love you, Jordan. Let it be. Let it happen. Let it breathe. Let me lead you, Jordan. Let it happen. Let it be. Love you, Jordan. Let us breathe. Let me lead you, Jordan.
chance to wander when I didn't call your phone. Time still wasn't right. I thought about you each and every day. Time still wasn't right. You turn my world upside down, breathing new love into what was lost now.
As far as I know, we got a ways yet to go, so we might as well hang tough to until we win. No, it's not over, girl, until we win. Whenever I stop and think about the many times we faced impossible odds, when the hopelessness and despair felt so intense that we didn't think we could hold out any longer, yet time and again we were given the grace to overcome those odds and the courage to keep fighting the fight. What it proves to me is we've got angels watching over us, girl. So if we can just keep our hope alive for a little bit longer and keep on believing in the promise that the truth will one day set us free, then there shall be a glorious future awaiting us. For I've read the end of the story, and it's not over until we win. Yeah, now there's still time for me and you. Oh, there's still love to see us through. Yeah, there's still miles of road we've yet. So much we still can do. So won't you choose now to lose these blues and remember this, my friend, that it's not over, girl, until we win. No, it's not over till our adversary's down for the count. It's not over till the last bell rings. It's not over till the crowd stands up to scream and shout, until the big old smiling fat lady sings. And as far as I know, we got a ways yet to go, so we might as well hang tough till the end. 'Cause it's not over, girl, until we win. No, it's not. It's not over, girl, until we win. Yeah, it's not over, girl, until we win. It's not over, child, until we win. It's not over, girl, until we win. Until we win, until we win, until we win. It's not over, girl, until we win. Until we win, until we win, until we win. It's not over, it's not.
I will lift my hands and worship you. In my brokenness, in my time of sadness, I will lift my voice. Draws near like waves upon the shore. You touch me in my brokenness, in these whispering shadows. I will lift the pieces of my heart. Power and glory. I will lift my hands and worship you. I will lift my hands and worship you.
That sound, if a battle was going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right, everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds. It is so much resistance from me, and it's time we stop now. Here, what's that sound? Everybody was going down. What a fuel there for the heat. Now a thousand people in the streets. Singing songs and carrying signs, and mostly see hurry for a side. Fixed time there we stop. Yeah, what's that sound? Everybody look who's going down. Strikes deep into your life will creep. Now it starts when you're afraid. You step out of line, the man come and take you away. It's time to stop. Yeah, what's that sound? Everybody look who's going down. Say stop. Yeah, what's that sound? Everybody look who's going down. Say stop. Knock. Yeah, what's that sound? Everybody look who's going down. Say stop. Yeah, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Who's going down? Who's going down? Yeah, who's going down? Yeah, who's going down?